This is GQDN for Friday, September 1st, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GripQuest. And by patreon.com/TheGripQuest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Throne and Liberty. We have Gunbrella. And more Starfield news. But today we begin with Destructoid.com. And they're saying that the Tokyo Game Show does have its schedule set. So, the Tokyo Game Show will start on September 21st at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the session will feature the people such as Susumu Medate, Marin Furukawa, Ken Akashiwaza, Ken Rose, and Daisuke Yamamoto. Now, that will have some of the things, such as Power Wash Simulator, and we'll have some information about the game. But the very next day, starting at 6 a.m. EST, it will be the Square Enix Music Program. And then 1 hour after that, you'll have Hitaka Kano, Kenta Sake, Masayuki Kaib. And I do apologize if I did butcher the names, which I probably did. But they will be taking the stage and doing some of the features titles that's available at TGS 2023. Now, on September the 23rd, there will be a special event that is around the Sega series, and it'll be a live concert to the Tokyo Game Show, and that will start at 1:15 a.m. EST, so overnight for us. But that Saturday, being the 23rd, at 5 a.m. EST, will be the Autumn PC Game Festival. And that has maybe a few details like that. The Sunday show will start at 9 p.m. EST and has a special event that'll be about the Infinity Strash Dragon Quest The Adventure of Dai, which will launch on September 28th. And they will continue the Dragon Quest content. They'll have a special event on Dragon Quest Monsters 3, The Dark Prince, that launches on December 1st. Now, on September the 24th, Square Enix will reveal its foam-based third-person shooter, Foam Stars, and Final Fantasy 16 will close out things at 1 a.m. EST. And that goes with a letter with Naoki Yoshida and Toshio Utsumi, which will have information on the next update, which will include some gameplay from patch 6.5. So, basically, if the company does have any more information, or if they add more, then we'll let you know. But until then, we shall see about how publishers are using the in-game drops to drive some esports viewership. This comes to us from Esports Insider, and the games like League of Legends, Valorant, Counter-Strike, Rainbow Six, Overwatch, Rocket League, and Halo, and other games like Hearthstone, are indeed working on rewarding some players within the games and certain hours being watched like an esport or specific tournaments. Now, for instance, Rocket League, if you're watching it, you could earn exclusive in-game items for the cards. But if you look at Riot Games, like Valorant, and this is back in 2020, you would have got some access to the beta. And Overwatch 2 did have Watch and Earn, and that way you could get some in-game sprays and some character skins from watching the Overwatch League. But that's how you get to watch the esports like that, basically online. So let's get to some games, okay? Now, according to Nintendo Everything, a mystery adventure game called Dark Auction, Hitler's Estate, is planned for Switch. Now, The Estate is basically a mystery adventure game via Risa Suzuki, which is the writer that is behind Hotel Dusk. But Risa, to give a quote to Shimatsu, quote, "The game is a mystery adventure centering on the idea of a historical figure having superstitiously bequeathed a fictitious estate. Following the drama that plays out among the characters faced in Enigma, extending all the way to the modern world. The tale unfolds in an ancient castle 1981, 31 years after Hitler's death, an 18-year-old old protagonist, Noah, is determined not to turn out like his father, but beyond that, he has no idea what kind of person he wants to be. Noah takes part in a mysterious auction held at the old castle, and someone living in the 1980s comes to terms with the absurdity of the trauma that was left behind, learning of the truths hidden deep with those affected, ultimately closing on the big secret his father has been concealing. We'll see what happens with that one. Let's get to a couple of Starfield stories. The first one is really good because, according to DualShockers, Starfield has a tribute to a fan that did pass away. And the one that passed away was Alex Hay, who was a Starfield fan that did pass away earlier this year. But he left a touching tribute by Bethesda inside the studio latest release. So in March, via a Reddit post that was by Alex stating they wouldn't be able to play Starfield. Because basically, he, quote, was disappointed with the delay of November as I stopped treatment for my lung cancer in September, or age 35, never smoked, in September, and was looking forward to it as a distraction. Further quote, now I'm under palliative care, being looked after by my parents and playing my Xbox from great form of escapism for me, but holding out another 6 months is unlikely so. Enjoy it on by my half. So, a lot of people did suggest that Alex reach out to Bethesda or a foundation like Make-A-Wish to see if he would be able to play Starfield prior to its release. Later on that month, there was an update on the same post that was either by a close friend or a family member announcing the death of Alex. Bethesda did take note of that and did immortalize him in the game. And Reddit user HunterWorld did find that a note can be discovered in Starfield, which reads, quote, to all my friends and fellow explorers, I'm always with you, out there in the Starfield. Love you always, Alex Hay. The user did say that the note was discovered on the eye as you enter. Now, Starfield will be released on September 6th, but the premium edition owners can jump in right now. So enjoy the game. But according to WCCF Tech, Starfield didn't have any extra pressure to it. So, with Starfield being out, which WCCF Tech gave it a score of 9 out of 10, along with the other ratings that we discussed there yesterday, they were saying that the player's exclusive release would also need to justify $7.5 billion spent on for Bethesda, because Redfall didn't do that well when it launched in May. Now, the Xbox chief marketing officer, Jerry West, did talk to Games Industry, and he said that Starfield didn't get any extra pressure from the unsuccessful launch of Arkane's game. So here's what he said. Part of his quote there anyway. It's a long quote. When you think about where we want to get on the first party side, we want to get it to flow, where there's no single game that feels like it has that much weight and expectation. I guess you could say, when I look at Starfield, I don't necessarily think that Redfall placed inordinate pressure on it. I think Starfield put pressure on itself, because the fact is an ecosystem draw. Bethesda makes a new IP RPG once every 2 decades, so there was just a natural attention around that. Now, there's another game coming out pretty soon, and that's Gunbrella. Via Destructoid, it comes out September 13th, but the pre-orders are live. So, if you're a fan of shooting and floating, Gunbrella now has a launch date, and that'll be September 13th, 2023. But from Doinksoft, a Nintendo Switch and PC, as described as a gritty side scrolling adventure, Gunbrella, according to Destructoid, does look the part. So if you're into a side-scroller FPS, this might be the game for you. Now, according to ESTNN, Throne and Liberty is going through a technical test. So, Throne of Liberty is a new MMORPG, and it'll test the cross-play, which will be available on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. So, the test will allow players to have their hands-on experience with Throne and Liberty, and they'll be able to test out the PvE and PvP content, which has dungeon crawls, castle sieges, and guild battles. The test begins on September 9th, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and will end on October 3rd, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, the players at NCSoft will choose the confidential technical test, and they'll receive their invitation by email by September 14th. And if you are in there, you are subject to the NDA. If you want to sign up, you have to go check out their site at playthroneandliberty.com. We end today with a classic. Destructoid.com did say that G.I. Joe's Wrath of Cobra may be coming back. Now, Maple Powered Games is working on the G.I. Joe game, which will be on Nintendo Switch, PC, and Mac via Linux, and that's all via Steam, the Epic Game Store, and GOG. So you can have up to 4 players in the story in arcade mode, which is Duke, Scarlet, Snake Eyes, and Roadblock. Oh boy. And they are looking to make new characters to get in. Now, they did have a YouTube announcement, so you have to go watch that. But yep, here we go. G.I. Joe vs. Cobra. That is it for this week. We will be back on Tuesday. Tuesday, gotcha. Because this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Yo, Joe, go play some games, people.